In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I know that the hour is late, but a few words about what today is all about. Now, all throughout the year, Wednesday, which we are celebrating by anticipation tonight, we celebrated the Matins for Holy Wednesday, we commemorate the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. On this day, he went to the high priests and struck a deal with them for 30 pieces of silver to deliver him up, just as had been prophesied in Zechariah. And also on this day, the Lord was anointed by the woman who had been formerly a harlot, and the liturgical hymns are mostly about the contrast between these two things. No more is it, in no place is it more apparent than during the Holy Week services, although it's in all of our services. But certainly in the Holy Week services, it's extremely apparent of how morality is critical if you are to be a Christian. It's right there in every hymn. The comparison of what Judas did, and then at the end of something that it says about Judas, where we beg the Lord that we would have repentance and not be like him. You can find a dozen hymns like that. And in the same way, we commemorate the woman, except this time, in a positive way, and beg that we would be like her. It is very important to understand this moral link in Christianity. And this comparison between Judas and the woman is very important to understand and very important to own up to personalize. What did Judas do wrong? Well, we all know, of course, he delivered the Lord up. But last night I spoke about what brought it about. It was his addiction. Addiction to money. His avariciousness, and that cultivated in him over a long period of time, basically the dissolution of his character, so that he eventually could not just ponder, but then contemplate, and then carry out the murder of his mentor, his friend, and his God. Because remember, he was with Jesus for those 3 years and shared intimacies just like everybody else. And it is unreasonable to think that Judas in every way was an evil man. No, he was a man who was consumed by a passion and it annihilated him. And then this woman, who formerly was a harlot and repented, and out of great gratitude to the Lord, went and washed his feet and anointed him with ointment. We must compare ourselves to these two people. What he did wrong and what she did right. And a perfect hymn for that is what we just sang in the Loves, in the just at the end of Matins. While the sinful woman brought oil of myrrh, the disciple came to an agreement with the transgressors. She rejoiced to pour out what was very precious, but he made haste to sell the one who was above all price. She acknowledged Christ as Lord. He severed himself from the Master. She was set free, but Judas became the slave of the enemy. Grievous was his lack of love. Great was her repentance. Grant such repentance also unto me, O Savior, who has suffered for our sake, and save us. We're comparing and contrasting and begging the Lord that we would be like this woman and not like Judas. I think the reason why Judas fell as deeply as he did is not just because of his passion. Many people have been delivered from their passions. St. Mary of Egypt was delivered from fornication and many other sins. There's many occurrences throughout history. But Judas did something that we had better beg the Lord we do not do. It says in the beginning of Matins, one of the sessional hymns, but the ungrateful disciple, though he breathed his grace, rejected it and defiled himself in filth, selling thee from love of money. So we breathe the Lord's grace, brothers and sisters. Are we going to breathe it to our benefit? Are we going to breathe it to our change? Because I tell you, if you do not try to change, then you will change. You'll either change positively or negatively. You don't stay in one place. The passions are not like that. The passions are fire, and they will burn you unless you struggle. Now, let us not be afraid. All we need to do is turn ourselves to the Lord and beg Him for help. And He will help us. But we have to be aware of our need. And in Holy Week, more than any other time of the year, we are very much aware of our need if we listen carefully. So may God deliver us from addiction to sin, as Judas had, and its fatal consequences, which is more sin and the annihilation of the personality. And God, may God help us to be like this woman. Let's be great. Let's have gratitude to the Lord for what He's done to us. Let's beg the Lord to help us. And He will. So that's the message of Holy Week. Specifically today, that Judas betrayed the Lord and was lost. And the woman showed her gratitude to the Lord, and she was saved. May God bless you and help you in all things.